Praise God. If you have your Bibles with you, open up your Bibles with me this morning. I'm going to build a little foundation for where we're going this morning. And so open your Bibles with me to John chapter 16. You know our text is in Isaiah 40. It's on the board up there. In Isaiah and John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." You know, and today as children of God, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, as God's children in Christ Jesus, we're going to suffer persecution in this world. He doesn't say maybe, he doesn't say perhaps. He says that we will, but we will not suffer, or we will not go through it alone. We will not go through it alone. Sometimes in life, we find ourselves in some deep situations. Sometimes we're faced with mountains that seem really steep. And other times, we're faced with obstacles that try to keep us back. But God has a word for you today to encourage every heart and every life in the room. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. I'm going to begin to read with verse 1. You know, Isaiah's name means the Lord's salvation. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for our Savior, okay? But he says in Isaiah 40 verse 1, he said, "Come ye, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, or to the church, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all of her sins." Now we find that the children of Israel went into captivity twice, and this was a prophetic word. And sometimes that the sin in our lives tried to hold us down, but the glorious gospel came in to deliver you and I and bring us out of that bondage. The word of God says in verse number 3 that the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and every hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." You know, I believe in the body of Christ, we're getting ready to see an outpouring of God's Spirit without measure. I believe it's coming just as it was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. The word prophecy is past, present, future. It's continuing to go because all things have not been fulfilled yet. If all things had been fulfilled, we wouldn't be sitting here any longer. We'd already be in the presence of the Lord. So God isn't done yet. Amen? So he has a work to do in each and every one of our lives that is gathered here today. I want to focus your attention today to verse number 4 for the message, where it says, "Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and every hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain." The title of this morning's message is "The Free Way to Life." The free way to life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. There is no other way for anyone to go to heaven but by Jesus Christ alone. He is the only way. He is the truth, and he's the one that gives you and I life in the abundance thereof. So on this freeway to life, we're like on this highway. And on this highway, sometimes God provides an underpass. Sometimes he provides an overpass. And sometimes he provides a bypass. Amen? So that's what we're going to look at today. So can we lift the word together in the congregation and make a declaration in the house? Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, as we just came into agreement here in the house, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak to this vessel. Just as you did with Isaiah, Father God, you sent the angel to the altar, and you took them tongs, and you took them coals, and you placed the coals upon his lips, because he was a man of unclean lips. And Father, I pray, Father God, that you purify my lips. May the words that proceed out of my mouth come from you. And I thank you, Father God, that you accomplish everything that you said your word would do. You declared that your word would never return void. So, Lord, we praise you in advance for everything that you're going to accomplish in the house today and every heart and every life. And we'll never cease to bring you all the praise in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. So we're on this freeway of life. This freeway to life. You know, when I'm looking at the freeway, I'm looking at, on this freeway, it's a highway. So let's look at the highway of the Lord first so we can establish where we're going. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 35. Verse number 8. The word of God says, and a highway shall be there, and a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. You know, I want you to understand the way of the Lord is a way of holiness. He sanctifies us. He takes us from glory to glory. Our sanctification is a process. It began at cross of Calvary, and we go on, and we go on, and we go on. We're always being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Amen? If we're saying that it's no longer I that's living, but it's Christ that's living in me, the life I now live, I live according to the word of God. In other words, I'm operating and I'm moving as Jesus did. I'm a follower of Jesus. You're a follower of Jesus. Jesus showed us and made the way to the holiness. Jesus tore the veil from top to bottom so that we could come right into the presence of God. And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, he took me about this highway, this new way of holiness. If you look with me in Isaiah chapter 43, Isaiah 43, verse number 18. The Lord has been speaking to me about this, and I want you to get a hold of this. Now listen to me. When things begin to happen, as God prophesied and said they were going to happen, and things start taking place that you're not used to, things start happening like you haven't seen before. Don't be shaken. As long as it aligns with God's word. We're to align with God's word. He said it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. But the prophet Isaiah reminded us in Isaiah 43, verse number 18, he said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You may have been in a dry place for a long time. You may have been waiting for something for a super long time. I believe heaven's getting ready to break open. Amen? I believe heaven's getting ready to break open. Hello? I don't know. Does anybody here need heaven to break open? Hallelujah. I believe heaven's about ready to break open, and God is positioning us to get us in a posture to be ready to flow and operate in the power of God. I believe that right now men and women are following signs, but signs will follow men that believe. I believe that RMH in the near future is going to be emptied and the children of God are going to be healed. That Jesus said, I'm not yet to see his children forsaken or his the righteous forsaken, or his children begging bread. God takes care of his family. Amen. I want you to understand, you belong to the family of God, and God's going to watch out over you. Amen. And when I was looking at this, and I was looking at this freeway to life, and I'm on this highway, sometimes we're on the underpass. The underpass. So look with me this morning to Isaiah chapter 63. Isaiah 63. Now, if you know your pastor, if I don't hear an amen or a hallelujah, I have to stay on that subject until we get it. And when I get an amen and hallelujah, I can move on. OB. Here we go. Sometimes he provides an underpass. And this in Isaiah chapter 63, verse number 12, he's talking about how God delivered the children of Israel through the Red Sea. Verse 12, he says, he led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. As a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Jesus says that. So Psalmist 23 says, when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil. That means we're moving on. And Joel chapter 3, it says, multitudes, and the valley of decision. The Lord is near and the valley of decisions. But he said that we're in the valley of decision, or when we're in the valley and we're in that low place, in other words, we're in the underpass, amen, we have to trust him to pass under. To pass under. I'm going to stay under the shadow of the Almighty, because he is my refuge. He is my strength. Amen? He's my very present help in time of need. Amen? In other words, sometimes in life we're going to find ourselves in the valley. We're going to find ourselves in the deep place. Amen? But the Lord said, when we're on the underpass, that he will, through his power, he will help us pass under. I saw something in Habakkuk. So turn with me to Habakkuk chapter 3 about this account of the Red Sea. There we go. Verse number 10. The word of God says, the mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. Come on now. Here's the children of Israel. God's going to bring them out with his mighty hand. They're coming up the Red Sea. And all of a sudden, the sea itself started praising God. The sea itself raised its hands like a wide open valley and raised its hands. And the children of Israel walked over on dry ground. That's when you pass under. That's when you go in the underpass. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand how great and how big God is. Amen. The same thing he did for Israel at the Red Sea is the same thing he'll do for you and I when you're in the valley. When you're in the valley, he said, the valley, every valley shall be exalted. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God's made a way. He's making a way for you and I. He has a way to move under the underpass, to pass under. Amen. I kind of got excited about that a little bit. But you know what? I was looking at that, I got more excited. The next one. Because he said next, he said that every mountain and every hill will be made low. This speaks about the overpass. Passing over the mountain. And when I was looking at this morning, I was in here praying this morning. Somewhere around here. And the Holy Spirit said, The overpass. The Passover. The Passover. Remember the Passover. Remember the Passover where they marked the lintels with the blood and the angel of the death moved over them and moved by them. He said, don't forget the Passover. Hallelujah. Because God's God provided for you and I an overpass. No matter what mountain, no matter what hill you are facing, God has a way. He'll make a way where there doesn't seem to be any way whatsoever. Amen. Look with me in your word to Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse number 12. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Verse 23 says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shalt not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he have saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. What's standing in front of you? Are you speaking the problem or are you speaking the answer? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it eat the fruit thereof. Are you going to feed your problem or are you going to feed the resolve? You need to say to this mountain in the name of Jesus, whatever's in your way, whatever mountain, whatever hill, by God's word, mountain, be removed. Be removed in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Are we just singing it?
No, sir.
No, sir. We're believing it. Every mountain and every hill will be made low. Amen. You know what Jesus said, and he gave us an example in Mark chapter 5. In Mark chapter 5, there was a demoniac of the Gadarenes, okay? And this demoniac was in chains and fetters. They couldn't control him. He was out of control. Amen. And he was filled with all kind of demonic fullness. Amen. And here's what Jesus said to them, and verse number 13. He said, and forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. Amen. Whatever's in your way, there is power in the name of Jesus. All power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore. There was a transfer of the power. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses. We're going to speak. Signs and wonders will follow them that believe. We've got to speak to that mountain and tell it to move. When I'm talking to a mountain that's in my way, I'm not asking it. I'm not asking demons to leave. I'm commanding them in the name of Jesus. All authority has been given to us in heaven and earth. Amen. God wants you to know who you are. You're the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. If it raised Christ from the dead, it'll quicken your mortal body too. Amen. It's a quickening power. Hallelujah. It's a power to change things. Amen. Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. There is power in the name of Jesus. Breaking some chains. Come on now. That demoniac, when Jesus called him up, they didn't have to make a change off. The chains fell off him. The chains fell off of Paul and Silas when they were in the middle of the prison and they sang praises unto the Lord. They didn't have to break the chains. The chains fell off of them by the power of God. Amen. He's here to break chains. Amen. Amen. He says not only that, he says sometimes on this freeway to life, on this highway, Sometimes he'll provide you a way through the underpass. That's where every valley will be exalted. Sometimes he'll provide a way on the overpass. Every mountain and every hill will be made low. And sometimes he'll just provide a bypass. A bypass is to go around an obstacle. Are you with me? You know, in other words, he says in Isaiah chapter 42, you with me?
Amen.
Sometimes in life, the adversary throws you a curve. Hello? Sometimes he throws you a curve. And sometimes when you're on this curve, you can't see what's on the side, on the other side, because the bend in the curve's got you caught up in the curve. It's like the children of Israel, when God wanted to take them to the promised land, they were on the curve. They could have took a straight line to the promised land, but they were on the curve. They were upon themselves. Sometimes in life, the adversary throws us curves. God said he'll make every crooked place straight. So look with me in Isaiah chapter 42, 16. He says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in the paths that they had not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Is it okay to get excited about Jesus?
Amen.
In other words, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, God wants our faith to increase in the room. Amen? God's tired of seeing his children beaten up. Half the time we have power to overcome it, but we don't take authority that's been given us. Amen? He said he'd make the crooked way straight and the rough places plain. Sometimes the adversary just throws an obstacle out in your way. And when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about in John chapter 11. John chapter 11, we have Lazarus. He's been buried for 4 days. There was an obstacle between Jesus and Lazarus. There was a stone. Jesus gave him command to roll the stone away. And as they rolled the stone away, that obstacle was removed. And then all of a sudden, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And here comes Lazarus. He comes forth. You know, God wants you to understand something today. When Jesus came into your heart and life as your Savior and your Lord, there was a big stone that was removed out of your life. It was a stone of death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. There's a stone that held you in the grave that was removed at that very point. But what happened is just as Lazarus came out of the grave, he was carrying some of that death still with him. He was still wrapped in his grave clothes. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. In other words, even after we give our heart to Jesus, sometimes we still carry some of the junk from the world. We're still wearing the old grave clothes. And Jesus wants to loose and set us free. Amen. He's made a way for us to pass by that. Amen. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. Anybody with me?
Amen.
You with me? Hallelujah. I don't know. This could preach. It could. It's so important. I want to say this to everyone in the room. Grown-ups to babies in Christ. The Apostle Paul said this, and I want us to get a hold of this today. He said in Romans 14, so turn to Romans 14. Verse number 12. He says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. So every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. God doesn't want us to be the obstacle. Amen. Hey, he says, judge not. Jesus said, I didn't come in the world to judge the world. I came to save the world. And you know, and I'm going to tell you, God gives us righteous judgment. I don't judge people. That's not my job. But what's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. I know what's right and I know what's wrong. I judge sin, not people. God says, by your fruit you shall be known, okay? So I'm not here to pick on anybody. The Bible says there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that what? That walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. There's an enmity, there's a battle between the Spirit and the flesh, man. But I want you to understand that God has provided a way on this freeway to life, on this highway. Sometimes he'll provide a way in the underpass. He'll take us through the valley. Sometimes he'll provide a way for the overpass. He'll remove the mountains. And sometimes he'll provide a way by the bypass that you can pass by. In other words, we're not going the same direction. He's going to alter you around a little bit. You've been going in a certain direction, and God says, change directions. Amen? You can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different outcome. That's called insanity. Amen. Are you with me here today? Amen. Hey, this is an encouraging message. What God is saying to you and I here today, no matter what you're going through, he has provided a way. When you're in the valley, when you're facing a mountain, when there's something that's trying to stop you up. How many know the adversary is always trying to throw things to trip you up? He's always trying to trip us up. Amen. But God, through his grace and his mercy, gave us the Spirit of his Son inside of each and every one of us. We've got a helper. We've got an advocate. We've got a friend. We've got someone that sticks closer to us than a brother. How can I stick closer to my brother? Because sometimes my brother ain't hanging with me, but he never leaves me. He goes everywhere I go. He goes everywhere you go. You always got a helper. You always got an advocate. You always got a friend. You've always got a counselor. The key is just to listen to his counsel. He says, the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. God has ordered our steps. Hallelujah. Amen. So in closing today, simply what is God saying to this word today? He's saying a lot. On this freeway to life, on this highway, the way of holiness, we have the underpass, we have the overpass, and we have the bypass. So in closing, if you're here and maybe you're in a valley, if you find yourself in a valley and there just doesn't seem to be help, God is here. Maybe you're facing something in your life today that you don't have an answer for. Maybe this mountain is so great that you're overwhelmed. Maybe there's been something that's tripping you up. God says through the prophetic word of God, he said every valley will be exalted, every mountain and hill will be made low, and those crooked paths and those rough places will become straight and plain. Amen. So can we stand in closing today? Hallelujah. I believe everyone in the house knows Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, does anybody need Jesus in the house? Is there anybody at all that hasn't received him as your Lord and Savior? See, he's Jehovah Jireh. He provides for his children. You know.